Becoming, Disc 3.
In October. It was a good month for oracles. The local one, Charles Dubois, wrestled with scripture and calendar and proved that January 1 would be the 2000th anniversary of the Savior's resurrection, and thus the occasion for our resurrection if we first cleansed ourselves. They had to install outdoor loudspeakers at his church in Archer to provide for the overflow of believers sitting in the gravel parking lot or seeking shade in the old live oaks. Johnny Cale asked his 100 million followers to pray for guidance. This thing is a sign and a portent, whether it comes from heaven or merely an alien civilization. The American Archbishop Philip Stilwell followed the Pope in waiting in reverence. Becoming was still only a two-word phrase, whose provenance was the realm of science, not spirit. The Ayatollah Bismahin dismissed it as a blasphemous hoax. The tabloids, electronic and paper, had a field day. The big ones arranged among themselves to rotate points of view, so that any given time there would be headlines to suit those who believed in the Second Coming, as well as those who believed the government was out to get us all. The stock market went into a two-day spasm and settled back into a period of growth, slightly accelerated. Radio Shack International coined money with an aimable radio antenna that you could point to any spot in the heavens and pick up alien broadcasts. So far, the aliens had only broadcast in a beam of light, but surely they discover radio before long. Outfits that sold survival gear also prospered. One called Take Control, actually a subsidiary of L.L. Bean, bought short-term leases in malls across America, selling complicated knives, solar collectors, dried L.L. brand beans, and 5-gallon jugs of tap water. There were the usual riots in the usual countries, controlled by the usual methods, which provoked the usual responses. But even the most cool-headed and rational looked toward Christmas and the New Year and wondered if there would be a January after the first of the month. Things did calm down for Aurora Bell after the first week or so. She became science coordinator for the Committee on the Coming, which involved little enough science in the absence of any new data. Dee Dee Whittier had a nervous month, wondering whether Ybor would keep his silence.